Hi, this is Michelle Anderson, north of Bangor, and today I am in Lincoln with the Penobscot County Chair for the Maine Republican Party, Tracy Gauthier. Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So, what I wanted to talk to you about today is what has been done up here. What did you do up here? I know that you've transformed the Lincoln GOP, and then you kind of ended up networking with the rest of northern Penobscot County. And we've seen a real difference up here, and I'm wondering if you could just tell me what that's all about and how you did it.
The concept started basically from lack of participation. It didn't seem to make much sense to have a Republican town committee in Lincoln, have one in Chester, have one in Wynn, have one in Enfield, have one in Howland. Some of them weren't well attended, so we, the Lincoln Town Committee, decided to open our meetings up as a regional meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's like 11 towns that are welcome to come to our meetings, and people do come. Doing that, we've been able to have guest speakers come, hit on topics of interest. We've had candidates that will come now to this area because we can draw a crowd in. We've had Maine Heritage Policy Center come. We've had people from the wood products industry come talking about land rights and things of that nature. And now that I'm the chair for Penobscot County, Penobscot County is doing similar regional meetings. I asked a couple of people to be regional coordinators. So there's a group headed up by one individual, two individuals, and they're regional. There's one in Old Town, there's one over in Corinth, there's a new one starting probably coming Saturday in Mount Chase, Stacyville, Patton, East Millinocket, Millinocket, Medway. Part of the process of that is to make sure that the individual towns know they still keep their town committee. They can still vote on issues that just affect their town as a committee.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as meetings, planning, coordinating, meet as a big group. It seemed to be working fairly well. The group in Old Town, they're attracting people from Milford, Alton, you know, so to build those regional networks, kind of like a strength in numbers.
And
type of a thing.
So has membership up here grown since that's been implemented?
Membership up here has grown. You're always going to have your base,
mm-hmm.
people that won't miss a meeting. And then, of course, because of other commitments that people have in their lives, your membership at meetings will go up and down. We've had as many as 60 people at a meeting. We've had as few as 6. But the point is to hold the meeting on a regular basis.
No matter what.
Advertise it.
Mm-hmm.
Promote it. Try to line up guest speakers that might be interesting. Have a somewhat loose agenda, but an agenda nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
So people can still feel engaged even if they can't make it to a county committee meeting. One of the problems I saw was town chairs that can't make it to county committee meetings,
mm-hmm.
and that don't hold an actual meeting themselves. Anybody in that town is pretty much left out of the loop. So having the regional coordinators sitting on our county committee that can bring back state committee information, county committee information, bring that back to the individual towns and those regional meetings, it keeps us all connected, all on message, and all working together to build Penobscot County Republicans to be a force to be reckoned with, hopefully be the next red county east of the Mississippi. That's my goal, so we'll see how that works.
Well, so that's during presidential election years or gubernatorial election years? What's it like on off years?
My philosophy going into be the chair of Penobscot County was that no year is an off election year. There's always something to run for. So, for example, this past year, which a lot of people consider an off election year, we considered that an election year because there's town councils, planning boards, school board, dog catcher, I don't care what it is for an office, if you can run for it, run for it. We had brought some attention to, like, our county commissioners that are Republicans, our register of deed that's a Republican. We had a meeting that was called Other Elected. Those positions that you don't get to hear from those people.
Right, you just kind of go if you know them.
Right, you do the R or D if you're a party loyal person, or,
right,
or if you actually know the person that's on the ticket.
I kind of like that name.
Right, yeah. But it was interesting because a lot of people didn't realize they have to get signatures to get ballot access too. And they have a lot, for the most part, it's a county-wide position, so they need to get a lot of signatures. Bringing attention to that, we have several people in our regional meetings and on the Penobscot County Committee that sit on a school board or sit on a town council or sit on a planning board, and to have them people get up and speak at a county committee meeting or one of these regional meetings just keeps people in the loop and really brings the focus back to what our founders envisioned, which was participation in your local government is most important.
Mm-hmm.
And really bringing it back from what it is now, the top down, to the bottom up. That's really how government should work. You're going to run into your local town councilor at the grocery store. You should really be focused and know what's going on in your town. You're probably not ever going to run into the President of the United States at your grocery store. You know?
I know I'm not.
And or even your state senator.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, you'll run into them if you live.
Right, where they live.
Where they live.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to run into them on a weekly basis.
Right.
So really trying to get the focus back to where you can really truly make a difference, and that would be your local politics.
Well, with that in mind, now I know it's confusing. You've explained it to me, so I sort of understand it. But could you explain the hierarchy? How? Okay, I know what a town committee meeting is about. That's the people in my town who are Republicans. Now, what about county? What about state? How does all of that set up?
Your town committees are formed at the biennial caucuses. You have an option to form a town committee. A lot of towns don't, or a lot of towns will just have a chair and a secretary, which will basically be somebody that's going to call that caucus every 2 years. I've been encouraging these town chairs to meet with other town chairs and form these regional groups.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where your Republican Party access starts.
Okay.
Is with those town committees. Out of those town committees, it's proportionate to how many people are in your town, but you get seats on county committee. So then those people from all the towns make up the county committee, and we have monthly meetings. From that county committee, people elect people from county committee to represent them on state committee. For Penobscot County, it's the chair is an automatic position on state committee. We have a state committee man, a state committee woman, and we have some at-large spots. And those also are proportionate. All the counties are different.
Okay.
For membership on
it
that.
It depends on the
population.
Okay.
How many people voted in the last
gubernatorial election.
Gubernatorial elections. So that's basically the...
So what does the county committee do?
The county committee has... We encourage local participation, give our people an opportunity to meet candidates, hear about important legislation that's coming up, network with each other. In our case, for Penobscot County, it gives us a chance to work with those regional groups.
Mm-hmm.
I get updates from those groups. We get updates from the Federation of Republican Women and even the Tea Party group, local Tea Party group. I have them get up, tell us what they're doing, when their next meeting is. Republican Liberty Caucus gets up. They give, you know, updates about what they're doing. I just think it's important for people to feel some kind of ownership for the party, and the only way you can make them feel that ownership is if you involve them in the process. So I always want input from everybody. It's
so
important.
So if I'm just like a woman who goes to the town meetings and I see something or I have a question, do I contact you or do you hear from those people or does that trickle up?
I do hear from a lot of people. We have a really good secretary in Penobscot County that's really good at sending out emails.
And who is that?
It's Wanda Lincoln. She's been phenomenal because we've actually built a fairly useful email list, which is something we didn't really have going into it. And people know how to contact me. They obviously know how to contact their town chairs.
Sure.
But if you're in a town and you don't know who your town chair is, I don't know why, but a lot of people's first instinct is to call their town office to try to find out who the Republican is or if there's a Republican committee. Depending on who's in your town office, they may or may not give them that information.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think these regional groups are great, because they're in the paper.
Right.
Vic Birardelli is Penobscot County's communications director. He writes out press releases and media releases and makes sure they get sent out. So there's always contact information pretty easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
If a person's really curious about who would I contact, a Google search will probably bring up my email and cell phone number, unfortunately sometimes. But yeah, we want to be accessible. But I get questions from people about specific legislation.
Mm-hmm.
And I also get calls, just general interest calls about the party, the caucuses. I had a guy from Charleston call me and ask me, do I have to wear a suit to the caucus? I'm like, no, absolutely not, you know. I'm glad people are comfortable to ask me questions like that. I've tried really hard to be open to everybody, welcoming to everybody, and encourage our county committee to be that way, and I'm proud to say I think they do that, and I think they do a really good job at it.
Mm-hmm.
Explaining things to people that are new, appreciating the people that have been there, that have already done all that door-to-door work,
right,
and making the phone calls and stuffing the envelopes, and mixing that new people coming into the party with the old people that have been in the party, and just an appreciation for both sides of that.
Right.
It's really important.
Right.
And I think that Penobscot kind of does a good job at facilitating that relationship between those two groups. Actually, with the local coordinators, I've usually picked somebody that's been on committee and then a new person, and I put them working together.
Okay.
And that just helps.
So the new person, the young person can do all the walking and the old person can tell them where to walk?
Well, the experience level,
yeah,
of somebody that's been there, done that.
Right, it's like
with
a mentorship.
The energy of the new person that wants to go there, do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you really couldn't ask for a better partnership.
Right.
So that's actually worked out fairly well. And I know the time commitment it takes to be active. And I certainly wouldn't want anybody to ever feel unappreciated. You know, I know there's people that have, like I said, they're the ones that were stuffing the envelopes and the ones that were going door to door. Before there were computers, they were doing all the hands-on work.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a lot to teach the younger people coming in. And for that, I'm really proud of Penobscot County and how they've handled that and melded as a current.
Tracy, is there anything else that you want our audience to know before we say goodbye?
Penobscot County GOP meetings are on the third Thursday of the month. They're at Jeff's Catering and Brewer. They start at 5:30 and open to anybody that wants to come.
Thank you very much. And to those of you who are listening, I hope you'll be with us the next time we interview someone who has things to tell us about our interests north of Bangor.